Okay, no problem. We'll pass it over to Patrick there, see if he's still within the footprint there. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm still here, but I didn't catch that radio making model as I was switching cars. So I'm about to get my wife's car washed and full of gas. 75 is still kind of backed up back here. So could you give me that Comet model number again? And the person who's speaking before him about the other radio as well, too, because I was transitioning to a different car at that time. This is K8ZTP.
Okay, Patrick, for you, Comet GP15. Comet Golf GP, Golf Papa 15, GP15, and it's a tri-band, 6, 2, and 440. And I guess the key point I was trying to make about it, why I think it's a great vertical antenna for VHF and UHF, and there's two rods for the ground plane, and the third one as part of the ground plane is the 6 meter coil. And I was making a comment about the one that it came with is tuned for the 6 meter FM frequencies, but I wanted to do 6 meter single sideband because there was more activity there than on FM for my location. And I stuck in a little bit too short of cut 5/8 wave whip from another MagMount antenna I had sitting around, and I decided, oh, let's try that. Put it in there, tuned real nice to the calling frequency of 50.125, and so I used that. And then I commented on the story about when we had a meteor shower in the Leonids, I ended up making a good contact down to Marshall Islands. That was my very first far-off DX contact on 6 meters single sideband. So I consider it a very good antenna. It's also fiberglass, and it's a one-piece antenna, which is another thing I like. So as far as the vertical part of it, one piece. Back to you there for comment, Patrick, and then if you want to pass it over to Tom, KC8KJO, I'll leave that up to you there, Patrick. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Now I got the comment, Golf Papa 15. I'm going to look that up on probably DX Engineering or Ham Outlet, Ham Radio Outlet, or what's the other one? Gigaparts. I'm going to look at it later when I get to the computer. And I was mostly dealing with VHF, UHF for now. As I said, I'm going to get that probably under my belt really good. I've been on some of these nets around here. So I'm still trying to get used to talking to people and their cute codes they be using and whatnot. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Tom. I'm sorry I didn't catch your call sign as I'm mobile and trying to do two things at once.